The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Brethren, have this mind in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who though he was by nature God, did not consider being equal to God a thing to be clung to, but emptied himself, taking the nature of a slave, and being made like unto men. And appearing in the form of man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even to death on the cross. Therefore God has exalted him, and has bestowed upon him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is the glory of God the Father. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. We will read the Gospel taken for the ceremony today of Palm Sunday, which is the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. At that time, when Jesus drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, then he sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say that the Lord hath need of them, and immediately he will send them." Now all this was done, that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Tell the daughters of Sion, behold, thy king comes to thee, meek, and seated upon a donkey, and upon the colt, the foal of the beast of burden." So the disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. And they brought the donkey and the colt, and laid their cloaks on them, and made him sit thereon. And most of the crowd spread their cloaks upon the road, while others were cutting branches from the trees and strewing them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and those that followed kept crying out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy
Crucified Lord Jesus, have mercy on us, and help the suffering souls in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have come upon the last Sunday in Lent. During this Lent, we have taken upon ourselves here at church to meditate and talk about the seven last words of our Lord. Those seven last and profound sermons that he spoke from his pulpit, the cross. A prayer of forgiveness for his enemies. A promise of redemption to a sinner. A mother to all who would be spiritual children of the Father. An emotional darkness. A hell. As he took upon himself all our sins, a thirst that was the preamble to the death that was to come, an identification and finalizing of his purpose of fulfilling his Father's will in the words, "It is consummated, it is finished, I have completed." And today, a prayer to the Father, where he gives back to the Father that which all creatures owe the Father. "Into thy hands, Father, I commend my spirit." The soul of man, the essence of who we are, does not belong to us. We were created, as we learn in our catechism, to know, to love, and to serve God. To show forth his goodness, and to be forever happy with him in heaven. So many souls put such a cheap price on themselves, and they sell it so easily for a little to nothing, for a moment of pleasure, for a curiosity in what they feel or what other people might think, and they sell their connection with the divine, and thus endanger their soul to an eternity of perdition. Many saints have made it their habit to make this a daily prayer that they prayed. Of course, the first time this is used is by the prophet and king David when he wrote the Psalms. Into thy hands I commend my spirit, when he was troubled and attacked by his enemies all around. But then after Christ, we have found holy kings, monarchs, and rulers. They have used it as their last breath had come. Many saints, especially those who were called to martyrdom, used it before they breathed forth their last. Religious and priests are called to daily pray this prayer in the ending prayer of their day, which we call Compline. Pater manus tuo commendit me. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. If we were to make this our daily prayer, a prayer indeed that comes from our heart, I think our days would change. If we were to remember that our soul does not belong to us, but was created to have connection with the divine, we would live differently. That after this short time called life, which is known as a test of love, that we will go into an eternity which we have decided to be a part of. Oh, we would act differently. We would live differently. If we would kneel down on our knees at the end of each day and say, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. I meant those words. I'm sure our lives would be changed. We would do away with those little nothings, those entertainments, or what other trivialities in comparison to our soul that endanger the salvation of our souls. We would do away with them. But far too many people, they don't even look at their soul. Oh, they're not taught about the soul. It's all about the exterior. It's no wonder we live in a day and age of unseeming foolishness. For you see, true intellect comes when we engage the higher faculties, those faculties of the soul, of intellect and free will, which are only used properly when connected with God and His grace, the life of God in our soul. Kids would be better if they were taught their true purpose, that one day they will die, and one day they will stand before God, and one day they are either going to, depending on the choices that they make here and now, they're going to be either an eternity with God in heaven or an eternity without God in hell. No, we can't say that to our children. It's too scary. Oh, is that too scary to say? Well, isn't it much scarier to realize that? Oh, how faulty our concept of love is when we care too much how words make someone feel and not how they might direct them to live better, to do better, and to have better. And this last Sunday, let us open our eyes and read the Passion of our Lord, if you haven't read it already. Of course, we didn't read it at this Mass. We prayed it or read it at the first Mass. And since I'm having three Masses today, there's a shorter gospel that's given. But you can definitely see the fickleness of man. One moment there, Hosanna to the Son of David, and the couple days later, crucify him, away with him, we don't want anything to do with him. Isn't that the way we are with our spiritual life? Oh, I need to go to confession. I need to do that. Oh, look at what I received. And then how do we go home and live? We're no better than those reprobates who called for Christ's death. Because in essence, isn't that what we do? When we have Christ's life within us by sanctifying grace and we so easily and cheaply spend it, less than 30 pieces of silver. No, my friends, let us consider the value of our soul. Let us recognize it and observe the price that was paid for its salvation. The God-made man died. An infinite sacrifice was had in order so that you and I could be saints. But now, the price has been paid, the ability has been given. Now the choice is ours. What choice will you make? Yes, in this moment, but not in just this moment, but from this moment to the rest of our life. There is a choice that must be made, and no one can make the choice for you but you. Are you going to be those who say you love God and live differently? Or are your actions going to reflect that which you profess to believe and say? I'll end with this poem. It's written and engraved on the cathedral at Lübeck, Germany, on the wall. And translated, it reads, "You call me master and obey me not. You call me light and see me not. You call me way and walk not. You call me life and desire me not. You call me wise and follow me not. You call me fair and love me not. You call me rich and ask me not. You call me eternal and seek me not. You call me gracious and trust me not. You call me noble and serve me not. You call me mighty and honor me not. You call me just and fear me not. If I condemn you, blame me not." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.